As we all know, you have to be at the top of your sport to compete in the Olympics. John Gilbert is a high school chemistry and physics teacher who spends most of his spare time preparing to compete against the best in the world. His story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Join Drovers and Dr. Dan Thompson for our third annual Feedlot Cowboy College on September 7th and 8th in Dodge City, Kansas. This two-day seminar, led by respected and knowledgeable industry experts, is filled with timely information for feedlot operators. Topics include animal health, low-stress animal handling, technology, and how to improve animal welfare. Attendance will also qualify you as BQA certified. For more information, visit droverscowboycollege.com.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
John Gilbert is a member of the U.S. Paralympic basketball team. While he plays in a wheelchair, it is much the same as the regular game. One nuance, though, is how each player is classified, as they call it, for a game.
They classify you due to your disability. The more disabled individuals, which I am included in that, are classified as 1.0s, and they will classify you all the way up to 4.5s in increments of half points. So a 4.5 might be an amputee who's just missing their foot.
Each player's classification score makes a difference in who is on the court at any one time.
You can only have 14 points on the floor at one time. That is an interesting dynamic, especially for the coaches, because they've got to figure out the team to put out there that is right at that 14-point line, because the more points you have out there, the more physical ability you have out there.
But if they go over 14 points on the floor, the team is assessed a technical foul. In Europe, there are professional leagues of para-basketball players who are paid to play the sport. So when it comes to international competition, Europe is always strong.
Italy's usually pretty good. Spain's pretty good. Great Britain's definitely good. Right now, we're currently second in the world. At World Championships, we got silver right behind Australia.
John has been a part of some international competitions, but he's really looking forward to the Olympics.
When you do hear your national anthem being played in a different country, there's no better feeling than that. It gives you goosebumps. It's just amazing.
In his time off the court, John is a physics and chemistry teacher in Central Missouri and serves as the junior high basketball coach. Traveling the countryside in Salisbury, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.